this thing on.
Double crits!
Where am I? Another one's rolled around. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm meant to have headphones, aren't I, to be able to do all of this business.
Well, I haven't got another pair, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah,
but I know what I sound like. I know what you sound like.
Right. Yeah.
We've got Miss Fenua in the studio.
Yeah. Morena.
Morena, how are you doing?
Really, really good, actually.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice for you to be here. I know what this is about, even though I missed the build-up to this because
right.
I was away, and Caitlin was doing the show the Saturday Spring that morning.
That's right.
But I did have a listen to what you discussed. So I know a little bit about how the evolution of this track came about.
Oh, nice. Did the homework. That's great.
I did the homework,
Caitlin,
yeah.
Was great, by the way. Shouts out to Caitlin.
Yeah, we've got a couple of guests also on Zoom.
Yeah.
Who are joining
us. Kenny and Navar.
Kia ora.
And Te Aru.
Kia ora.
Well, we've got two of them.
Yeah, totally. Two out of two.
Two out of two. So they're there. Where are they? Are they at Roundhead Studios?
One is at Roundhead and one is at a different studio. Okay. Apologies, I thought it would be the same
studio.
An undisclosed, unnamed studio. Okay, all right, good. Hey, thank you for joining us.
Political.
We're going to put you over there and we've come back into the studio. Finn, if you would like to conduct this and tell us a little bit about this particular track, because I know Miss Fenua did the vocals on it and I also know what the prompt was, which I thought this one's never going to be used,
29-29. Yeah, well, basically I hit up Navar and I was like, hey, do you want to do a Demogod session in my van? And Navar was like, oh, can we do a session with the bro? Can we like expand the session a bit? And I was like, well, maybe only two people can fit in my van. Hey, D, everybody's coming in.
Hey, bro.
What's up? I can see the screen.
Yeah, the whole team's here,
back at home. You're going to have to look at your own screens at home and just project D Stevens out onto the screen. But yeah, Navar took me to his other studio with Matt Hunter, a.k.a. Kenny Sterling, and they were like, oh, we've actually brought in another person at midday. We've brought in Miss Fenua to come and sing some song. We'll write the song on the spot. And we actually started out with a different prompt. It was Help, I'm Falling. And then Miss Fenua came in and was like, nah, that's a bad one. Let's do a more lit one.
No,
of course not.
But you said, and when you were talking to Caitlin, that you thought it was about falling in love. But that wasn't my original thought when I came up with it. I was actually thinking about falling off a cliff.
That's what I thought
originally
as well.
Oh, kindred spirits.
Like, yeah. Help, I'm falling.
Yeah,
ouch.
Help, I'm falling.
Yeah.
Not
falling off a cliff is kind of like falling in love.
Oh, well, that's true.
Touché.
Yeah, touché indeed. So, okay, so you then decided, you looked through the list of prompts.
Yeah, well, ultimately, it's turned into a love song anyway. So, but yeah, I just thought something a little different, something that can prompt lyrics that aren't as common, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I might throw this one to Navar. What was going through your head when you were... you know, why did you choose to have Miss Fenua on? And I don't know, watching you and Kenny work together was pretty cool. It was non-verbal. It was very verbal at sometimes. But you guys have quite a mind meld going on when you're making tracks together. Maybe you could speak to that.
Yeah, I was pretty worried, I'll be honest. No, me and Matthew, Kenny Sterling, work very well together. We have a lot of rapport outside of music. We have a lot of mutual respect, and the same with Fenua. So our connection to Fenua is that they used to live with Matthew when Matthew lived in Greylin on a street called Don Croote, and he had a really amazing project studio under his house, and you know, he was cutting a lot of tunes there, and that's kind of our connection, how we met Fenua, and it's been great ever since. Just really have a lot of respect for both of them.
Yeah, dope. I might throw the next one to Kenny. You seem to be pretty, I don't know, have just this coming into the jam with strong ideas, pretty much both of you, all of you knew exactly kind of what was going on. How do you... When you're coming into a jam, or just like writing a session with somebody who you've never met? I don't know. What's the process? Have you got some stuff you lean back on, or were you in the mood for some particular kind of genres to work with? I know I was like, let's do something exciting that you've never done before. And this was exciting, but I feel like it was kind of up your alley at the same time.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like we defaulted back to what we do quite often. Pardon me. The original idea was to expand a bit more into something a bit more fuzzy and distorted.
Yes, but, we did. Like, we wanted to pull out the fuzz pedal and go psych rock on it, eh?
Like kind of Turkish psych soul vibes. But I think it kind of ended up becoming quite in a familiar zone once we locked in Fenua joining us, just because of, I guess, time constraints as well, and maybe like making something that was a bit, just due to the time constraints, easier to sing on and maybe come up with an idea, and that wasn't so wild. And then, yeah, but it was fun, I think, doing it in the room and having the time constraints as well. I definitely think some parts of the song ended up transpiring in ways that, wouldn't be mine or Navar's first port of call when it comes to composing a song.
Yeah, and that's the exciting thing about it, obviously. Also, shouts out to Navar for pushing me back to the Kaupapa. I was hitting up Kenny. I was like, hey, can I just like make my guitar solo a little better? I was actually saying this in like two demo gods ago, that I always rock up to these demo gods and come out of it being like, oh man, I should have like tried 10% harder to get like my takes down. And so I hit up Kenny. I was like, oh, can I just like tutu with my guitar solo, make it a bit better, find the right take? And then Navar messaged me and was like, like that's cool, but like Kaupapa wise, like doing a song in a day, it might be better if we just like keep it as is, which I very much appreciate. And Miss Fenua, what was it like writing the lyrics? We kind of all just crowded around your phone screen and were like, how about this? How about that? But do you usually write like that? How is it like for you?
Yeah, well, I reckon, you know, multiple streams of input always creates a better, thing. I don't know.
You were very open.
Yeah, I think it feels really easy to write lyrics or melody with a bunch of musicians around, especially these two boys, Matt and Navar, my lovely friends. They're really incredible, fluid musicians. So it makes it the environment easier to write, you know, especially if everybody's throwing around ideas. And
yeah,
it's crazy you say that you guys already had like an idea for what the song, the visual of the song was going to be like in the morning, because I had totally missed all that part.
Yeah, yeah. We wrote like the A and B part, eh?
Yeah, I came in with like a really soft like la la la, and I had no idea of the old guy's first idea. But I reckon if I had known that, maybe it would have gone a little more fuzzy. What was the genre you said?
Yeah, I guess about Turkish fuzz, psych rock.
I should have done
something.
My research. I should have asked
more
questions.
I don't think so. No. I think maybe, as Kenny was alluding to, adding you to the mix kind of like made it a really cool vibe without us having to like stretch for something weird on purpose, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, and in the background, while maybe like say I was looking at the phone with Miss Fenua and being like, oh, how about we like try this word? In the background, Matt was just like putting a string section on the whole song. It was like, it was just great seeing like everybody working on one track around different sides of the room, and then it all coming together, obviously. I mean, like the thing with Demo Gods is that it only takes a few hours, but it's nice to, it's the first time we've done one with four people, let alone three. I mean, the last, you know, usually it's just two people. So it was, you can get a lot done. And I think this demo is maybe not so indicative of what a demo usually sounds like on the show. It might be a bit unfairly like awesome sounding, but I'm very stoked with it. Navar.
Yo.
How's it going? I'm getting, I'm sorry, Karen, you're mouthing at me. You're trying to be professional.
You've got my headphones.
I've got your headphones. I'm going to give them back to you, and you can say stuff now.
There's only two pairs of headphones in here. No, I'm mouthing at you to say, I hope the track is that you sent me overnight is the right one. I'm pretty sure it is. It's got TMI 2029 on it.
Yep, Fenua Key. Yep, that's the one.
Hey, thank you too. Have a good day in the studio.
No problem.
What are you actually doing in there today?
I'm here with the wonderful Ernie Bell. We're embarking on the third album. So that's we're on our maybe fourth day.
Nice
fourth
long
day of production.
Labor weekend, but no rest.
Oh yeah, we're working while everybody sleeps, you know.
Good on you. Hey, thank you for joining us. I'm really looking forward to hearing the song. Thank you, Kenny. Thanks,
thank
Matt.
Thank you so much.
Kenny, what are you doing? Are you with the film brothers?
Yeah, working on some boring composition stuff.
Did you say boring composition
Never boring.
Stuff?
Oh, scoring.
Scoring.
Oh,
okay.
Well.
Got it. Right.
I heard boring, but I don't have headphones.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Looking forward to hearing the track.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for doing the trip. Appreciate it.
Takite. Thank
Yo,
you.
Yo, shopping.
Cool. Okay, so Miss Spina and Finn still with us, and I'll kick this track off. Is it, what's the TMI mean?
That might be their producer handle. Kenny and Navaz.
But it's actually
too much information, I think, is what it stands for.
They had on the first demo, they had a producer sting. They took it out. We don't get to hear the cool producer sting.
Oh, the little tag.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
It's like a cash register. It's
not
on there. But now people at home know that it exists.
Okay, so we've had the build up. Let's hear the track. It's called 2029.
To pick you flowers till the ends of time fold. Every second is a minute too long. Every hour is infinity with you gone. Every hour is infinity with you gone.
Dreamy. That's 2929. Although it says 2029.
Either we're just or. As confused as you.
Yes, that's 20-something-something from the production team of Navakatoa Te Kelepule and Kenny Sterling.
That's beautiful.
A little help from Finn Johansson and a lot of help from Miss Fennel.
Oh,
I think it was all equally helpful. We were all helping each other.
We were all part of the creative miasma.
The gods were smiling on you. That's the most undemo I think I've ever heard. So thank you so much for coming up, Ms. Fenua and Finn, again.
The pleasure is all mine.
Fantastic track, and we'll catch you next week.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
This thing on. Double Goods.